lonesome road that we walk upon this day because it's all rainy and shit.
Well,
Seth almost died on the way here.
Yeah, no shit. But yes, I realized two things the other day. One, because I had to pack up all the shit from my old job to send it back. I did finally find those egg crates. So we do have about seven of those. And they're like super large, like, what was this, like a 60-pack we were getting of eggs? So that'll definitely help with some of the sound dampening once we start getting the studio built. And then, like I said, after I get all the other stuff taken care of, we might be able to get some stuff like new TVs.
He says it every time, like we don't know who he is.
Yeah, we know.
We still have a small enough community that actually watches the live shows, and we know who you is.
Right. Exactly. And it's not like we didn't spend, like, well, me and Bill anyway. We spent, like, what, 2-3 hours last night hanging out with, like, Wiki and a bunch of the other guys.
Look.
Doing up, like, the voice chat in the Discord channel.
I would have, but for two things. One, my laptop's down right now. And two, I was watching Dragon Ball Super.
Fair enough. I usually just use my phone for all of that. Except, like, of course, for when Ronan decides that he wants to do a test stream to test out all of his live streaming capabilities and have me on as a co-host. After I'm like, hey, man, I work third shift and I just got off fucking work at, like, 6 o'clock and had to go run errands, so I just got home and it's now like 9 o'clock in the morning. He's like, okay, cool. We'll start streaming at like 10-ish because, you know, we both need to sit down and watch TV. So we watched our, you know, Captain Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I watched Young Rock, and then we started a stream that didn't end until almost fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's good for you.
On that third shift lifestyle?
Yep, it's good for you. Shut your mouth.
It's like saying, hey, do you want to stay up until 3 a.m. and do nothing? Sure, okay. You need me to be entertaining as well?
It would help.
Good fucking luck. It's like this. I'm not going to be of much use. Like, I'll be here. I'll do some stuff. But be prepared for the calculator to be fucked up. Speaking of which, while I'm thinking about it, let me turn the volume down on this.
Thought I was about to sneeze.
I was going
to
say, Bourbon already shared on the Discord.
Okay, cool. So then, yes, I will
share. Or at least one of them.
Share it to the Facebook. Oh, and by the way, since I'm on that third shift lifestyle, and I spent most of the night last night.
I'm just going to assume he ain't coming. I ain't heard nothing from him, so.
He hasn't spoke on Messenger in, like, literally 2 weeks. Not even the slightest of posts. And this time, normally, if he's going to be here, he doesn't tell us.
Amanda does.
But at least Amanda mentioned something. And I thought she said something about see you guys tomorrow, but.
I know I saw him listed online on the Facebook Messenger, but I didn't see him.
He could just be running late. I have no idea. I never know. To be fair,
right.
I never know with Shane till the last minute if he's in an episode.
Right,
yep.
And to be fair, with all the bad weather and shit, and
that's true.
8,000 miles of construction,
and I have no
idea.
He doesn't
live out that way. He's in Peoria. There's plenty of open road to drive.
Poria.
Yeah.
Okay. So while that is true, because he's on the far side.
Potholes, potholes, potholes,
yeah, there's,
potholes, potholes.
It's either pothole, 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 pothole,
he's
or...
He's not that far from getting onto the interstate.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Or he hits the interstate, and of course it's spring, so the Illinois state flower of the traffic cone has sprung up every fucking where.
No, it's not that bad out that direction.
Look, all I'm saying is now that my ass is living in Bloomington, I'll actually put
You've
it the
got
fuck
the
out
worst
there.
Part.
Yeah. Oh, not only do I have the worst part for the highway, which, to be fair, the highway literally was like a little bit from Goodfield into Morton for construction, which, woo. No, literally, Bloomington has decided that they're going to turn all the roads into one lane right now while they tear apart the fucking roads.
Yep.
Meanwhile, it's a fucking 3-lane, 60-mile-an-hour interstate through town.
Yep.
And they said, one lane, deal with it! Like, thank God I work thirds now. So traffic isn't that fucking bad. Because that was some bullshit the other time when I was running errands. It's like, hey, yeah, it's like 8 o'clock. All right, people should already be at work. And no! Fucking traffic jam out the ass. I was like, fuck you, people.
Why are people wanting army story time with Uncle Nick?
I don't know, probably because they're tired of story time with Uncle Saria.
Like, what army story do you want to hear?
That's never come up.
Yeah, that's a new one. It's people find out, oh, wait, there's actually a guy who served in the U.S. military on the show? Yeah, I did. Over a decade ago, before we started this show up.
You could always...
We literally started it up when I got back.
You could always tell the time when you were in basic and that dumbass couldn't throw a flashbang.
No, that was one of my drill sergeants.
Was it?
And he didn't know I was there because we were camouflaged really damn well. That was a great time. I don't have great hearing in that side of my head anymore.
I can believe that.
I mean, it works, but not as well.
Yeah. They discharged Charlie on that one.
What? Who?
Yeah, he's literally deaf in his left ear, and he's deaf in his left ear, and the guy that dropped the grenade would be dead in his everything if it wasn't for Charlie.
Right.
Well, that was probably an actual grenade, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was just a concussive grenade.
From the way Charlie tells it, the dipshit tossed his hand back, and it left his hand and landed behind him. And Charlie was like, oh, shit. And Charlie's the guy that taught me boxing and martial arts and whatnot. That's the guy that I trained with. He rushed. It's like as soon as he seen it, he rushed and he tackled the guy and fucking rolled away the best they could. And it blew up and it took the hearing from his left side and he never recovered. They discharged him.
Yeah, hand grenades are a motherfucker. A lot of fun to throw. You just have to make sure you throw it right. And then you had to make sure you duck and cover the second it leaves your hand.
Speaking of a motherfucker, after listening to our episodes last night, so I could continue the list of Shane, I realized...
I did turn it down. I did turn the volume down.
Well, there's that, but no, I was listening to the actual YouTube. Like, I just turned it on YouTube and let the shit go. Because every now and again, what will end up happening is we'll say, Cabagooba did that dude! And I don't know how to spell Cabagooba that dude. So every now and again...
Gotcha-goo? What?
Right. So every now and again, I'll fucking have to pause the video and fucking look and hope to God that Wiki or whoever it is that got the images put the motherfucker's name up at the top, or hope when Bill's clicking through folders, I can catch the folder... And
click through folders extremely fast, and we will just name everybody that guy.
Jabba jabba that
to
guy.
Jabba jabba to be that fair, guy.
To be fair, if you go to do that, that simply means instead of playing the Switch on my TV, I'm going to take the Switch out the dock, and I'm going to go sit in my bedroom and open up my laptop where I've now got it hooked up with my actual monitor like Bill so I can actually fucking see since it's a decent sized one, and now I have access with the laptop where I can click, 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 click,
oh,
click,
frame
and
skipping,
frame
bitch.
Per second, and actually read the motherfucking name.
Bill, we need to start filming in 180p.
I'm gonna slap the shit up out you.
Hardcore definition.
Oh yeah, the pixels will be so blurred.
For fuck's sake,
it will look like a wonderful picture.
Just film in P.
It's just one big giant fucking
one pixel.
To be fair, my ass has been rewatching like Kablam and stuff like that when I'm not busy playing games now.
On what?
On Paramount Plus.
I was wondering if Kablam made it to Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. I've been rewatching it. I realize Kablam is the reason why I love Scott.
I need to watch Kablam again.
No
because
shit.
Because Meltman has the power to...
Melt!
I've been watching Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Nice.
I fucking miss that show.
I heard an argument...
Yeah. Yes!
I heard an argument on our site, on our webpage, Well, you know, our group page.
Right.
And I'm on the group page, and I'm watching this, and I'm watching people argue about whether or not streaming services are good. And one guy was on there, and he was like, you know, Paramount Plus only survives because of Star Trek. And I'm like, okay, while I love Star Trek,
I am watching Discovery, so.
And while I'll completely agree,
I'm using it to watch fucking NCIS.
Well, I was going
to
say, while I agree that it is literally a massive foundation of that streaming
that
service,
Netflix.
Having all of Star Trek
both,
is
actually.
A huge fucking deal. But we cannot discount that Paramount Plus also has the NCIS series, all of them motherfuckers, and people watch them like they're a fucking drug. They love that shit.
I mean, I've watched a season or two.
And let us also understand,
because that's the show with Abby, isn't it?
Let us also say that having the original Nickelodeon lineup is no small thing for a streaming service. Having all of the original SNICK.
Yep.
Like, literally fucking all of it, all of Are You Afraid of the Dark, all the Legends of the Hidden Temple, all the, like, just
guts.
Show fucking Guts.
Double Dare.
Yep.
Double Dare.
Netflix
like,
was
Double
starting
Dare
to get
is
some
cool
that
and
stuff.
All, but
Netflix
guts.
Was starting to get that stuff, but because Paramount Plus...
Happened, yeah.
The aggro okay, crack. So because CBS All Access switched over to Paramount Plus,
yeah.
Since CBS is owned by Paramount, they said, well, fuck. We've already got all the Paramount movies up, and we already have all the fucking Comedy Central and Nickelodeon and CBS and all that other shit. Let's just fucking take it off of fucking Netflix. We'll leave the contract as is once it expires, and they can fucking drop the shit and be done with it.
Paramount movies.
I don't think...
Uh-huh.
I don't think... Because
trust
me, did you get additional lens flares on everything?
Well,
that's only really happening in
yeah,
the Star
that's
Trek
that's
movie.
When it happens, but... To be fair, you also get a bunch of shit like Bruce Lee movies, and there's a bunch of actual stand-up comedy since they end up having Comedy Central under the umbrella, and a whole bunch of like action movies and stuff. So they do have a decent amount of bullshit on there, but now that we got sidetracked, let me just quick jump back to my original point with everything. Since I was watching the episodes to add to the list of Shane, when we wrap up the mics at the end of the night, we need to put the wind socks on everything because we need to make sure whose mic is what because somebody's mic keeps cracking, and for a few episodes it was yours, and for a few episodes it was yours.
Good.
And for an episode, because I only got through 5 of our streams all night, it was yours, which... To be fair, no big deal, because you don't really say much too often anyway. But
damn! Calling your shit out!
Well, to be fair, I don't say shit too often sometimes
that's a
either.
Style.
But it's a style. But
it's gonna be so inevitable.
It's the Shaney no taco bujutsu.
Right.
It's going to be inevitable at some point that we reset everything
right.
Anyway. At some point, we're going to have to get all the same cords
okay.
And all the same mics
reset.
At some point. So that everything's on
and
the same.
Sometimes
key.
You just need a good hard reset.
Well, there's that, but
what's
at
that
the
Nancy
time,
Grace?
Well, technically speaking, yes, you get Nancy Grace. But I got to looking, and to be fair, since we actually have a soundboard that's more meant for like guitars and shit as well, because I got a damn good one. It's actually cheaper to get the kind that has the multi hookup.
See,
like,
I thought
the
that
top
the, I thought that the issues we were having with certain mics were having. Cord.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the mics are fucking
that's
up,
not what I'm
so
talking
I don't know
about.
If it's cord
that's
or
not what
mic
I'm talking
what.
About. It's not... When you talk about sound equipment, when you talk about video equipment, when you talk about monitor equipment, when you talk about computer equipment, it is always in your best interest
to have, the
to
same
have
shit.
Things of the same. Like,
yep.
More than likely, if you're using Samsung audio equipment... You should be using Samsung recording equipment because they're specifically designed
to work
to communicate with each other.
Like a sound,
right.
Like a Samsung soundbar and a Samsung TV.
Actually, yes,
kinda, yeah.
That does help.
That's what I have.
Like the only thing that is away from that is like you can have your Samsung TV, but you can also get like a Bose sound system.
That's because, okay.
But Bose is designed to work with
everything which
yes,
is
true.
The reason why it's as expensive as it
yes.
is.
Oh, yeah.
But like if you want the absolute best, if you want the absolute best out of something, like if you have a Sony TV for argument, and then you get a Sony 4K Blu-ray player. that Blu-ray player is specifically designed to communicate with Sony TVs more than any other TV because that's what they understand. It'll utilize those pixels better than anything else.
Which is the reason why if you have a Sony TV, your Sony PlayStation works a hell of a lot better than your Microsoft Xbox One.
All right, so let's get into this show. Start around the room. We've burnt 15 minutes.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, one asleep.
Scott Action Jackson.
Nick Bennett, the not sleepy paladin.
I'm not used to thirds anymore.
Microsoft doesn't make TVs.
Shane, say your name.
That's how I introduce myself.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
All right, Bill, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not used to thirds or manual labor anymore, because, yeah, third shift stock at the grocery store, holy fuck, is that killing me.
Time to check out this mechanical army.
What's that? Wait, what's that in the chat? We're going to hold off another year to do 01 now?
I'm going to look at Turtle Bazook.
What the fuck? I mean, hey, you said Turtle Bazooka, right?
I did say that's, Turtle Bazooka.
You know what?
This is a fucked up Blastoid.
He's a turtle.
To be fair.
With a bazooka.
To be fair, this is literally where I left off. Like, no, I take that back. Where I left off was going over the Hulk. But this is one of the last actual Sentai things that I watched the other night. And Shane literally goes, yeah, that guy gets a zero because I don't know what the fuck animal he's supposed to be.
It's the fifth
so
Ninja Turtle
in this
Picasso.
One, right?
Picasso's got a fucking bazooka? Holy shit!
So yeah, so with this one, you could clearly tell it's a turtle, so it can't be a zero.
You know what? This guy gets a 4.5. I can stand this. And it actually goes with the theme of his name. He's a big turtle with the bazooka.
I was about to say, give Concept Blastoise a 3.4.
I'm trying to hype us up today, damn it. I've seen worse turtle outfits.
No. Yeah.
You set them up, I'll knock them down.
I was going to say, I might bring something up Shane will know.
I'm going to tell you why he gets a 1. It's a mutated turtle. Right? It's supposed to be not a guy in a costume, mutated turtle. There's no reason for the boots, man. That's retarded. That's
well,
so
he'll
stupid.
Hurt his turtle feet.
Shane,
you've seen a turtle? Do you know what a turtle is?
Shane.
They don't wear boots. They're fine.
Let me explain something to you. You had no issues when we reviewed the Hulk. When Lou Ferrigno was running around in booties.
I'm a complex person.
See, he's wearing combat boots.
Yeah.
It goes with the bazooka.
For what? An episode before he gets his ass whooped?
To be
like
fair,
like your typical monster? Throwaway, man.
So this turtle, reminds me of that ultimate form of Blastoise, which has one. What,
the Mega Evolution?
Yeah, the Mega Evolution.
By the way, no offense, I don't mean to cut you off.
We must be thinking of something else. I thought he turned into basically a giant walking fucking tower with cannons everywhere.
Who are you talking about? The new
the gigantic ridiculous evolution?
He has more cannons.
Well, that's Gigantamax. That's different.
I thought that's what we were talking about, because Mega Evolution doesn't exist in this gym.
I think we're talking about the X Evolution or the X Mega whatever.
Oh, when they introduced Mega Evolutions? Okay.
Yeah, those are already gone.
They're not in this region. It reminds me of that, and also I don't know how old this Flash villain is, Turtle.
Oh, Turtle. Oh, man, he said Flash, too.
Oh, that's because I know who Turtle is.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But that guy's power was a little.
Yeah.
That power would be fun to have.
But still, it's like, it reminds me of that.
There you go. He mentioned the Flash.
But here's the thing. Let me tell you something about this turtle. Bill, go to the next picture, please.
There you go.
Oh, no. So easy to dodge. I'll just move to the left.
What?
Move to the right.
That's impossible.
What a fucking joke.
We don't do
unless
that.
Unless this motherfucker has heat sinking.
We don't do that in Kamen Rider.
No. We don't know that.
We don't do that in Kamen Rider.
We don't
Rider.
Know because I haven't seen it.
No.
But if he doesn't have heat sinking,
no.
No,
we
You're
don't
such a bitch.
Do that in Kamen Rider, and we don't do that in fucking Power Rangers. What we do is we see the enemy firing, we announce that he's going to fire, he fires, and then we do a backflip. And then the enemy sees us jump 50 feet into the air, prepare a super fucking rider kick, stands there and stares in disbelief. Then I come down from the sky like a fucking comet. Waka! And then he's like, oh, shit! Like something out of Austin Powers. And then I kick him and he blows up.
But we can skip a step by dodging, then kicking.
No, because then you don't get the full effect of leaping 50 feet into the air.
Let us also remember one of the greatest Rangers to have ever lived also tried to move to the left, and he still shot himself.
Yep.
That's your guy.
Bang, bang. I ain't my guy. That didn't work. Let
my
me
guy,
move over here. Bang,
my
bang.
Guy,
oh, fuck. It still doesn't work.
My guy has a weird, awkward cut.
So 2.7.
So we're on Squid Fire.
What the f-
Holy shit.
You complaining about the last guy, Shane?
Don't worry.
He's got a corset and panties.
At least I'll give the show credit. I know that that's a squid.
The worst part is...
And he's got handlebars on his shoulders.
The worst part about this is, and I didn't even want to see. That's what I was about to say. He's got a bulge and camel toe.
No.
Hermaphrodite, Bill.
No. I don't think it's possible for a squid to have camel toe.
I've seen enough
here right
there.
Look, Shane, I've seen enough hentai. I know where this is going.
Yeah, me too. It's going to the zero.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Oh, he goes on the list. Okay.
Holy All right. shit.
See, now I have to announce it because there was like several times in the episode that broke us where literally like I didn't hear anything.
Nuke.
No, oh, shit! Right. Busted the nuke out!
Scott's
taking care of it already. He's like, fuck this bitch. Pow! Big red death button!
Oh, shit. Well, I'm giving him a 2, so if you give him a this is what we expect 3, it could be an even 0.
Man, if only we still did editing, we could force whoever edited to like put like a little tiny nuke button and then have a fist hit it and then just make an explosion.
You know, to be fair, if we would have gotten the correct type of soundboard, we could have done sound effects on the fly.
Yeah, but no, it just would have been it would have been great just to have the animations.
I know,
but we don't really have to edit these anymore. It's we do it, we post it.
Give Scary Lingerie Fish a fucking
0. You know you want to.
Nuke this camel toe freaking thing.
Double nuke! Oh, shit! This dude is defeated!
Negative 1.6. He is ultimately defeated.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Damn, Shane.
Wow.
TV Fly?
It's time for TV Fly, Shane.
Don't be mad at me. It's history, buddy. All right.
Before you click on this, I'm going to be very disappointed. Very disappointed. If his eyes are not segmented TVs, I'm going
to be
very disappointed. His head's a TV!
No, you're not disappointed.
I'll give him a 2!
Yeah, it was bound to happen. We had fucking monsters that were lipstick. And
I mean, I'm sad that they're not segmented. He would have got a 3 otherwise.
Okay, it's very stupid.
Well, to be fair, this is the 70s, so it is still technically an old tube TV.
Yes, but a fly's eyes are segmented.
It's very stupid, but it works. It works. I will also go too.
Do you think that his TV is more up to date and it's in color, or is it in black and white?
I mean, it does have the rabbit ears, but it's like the OG rabbit ears. So I don't think he is yet at the level of Technicolor.
What's that thing sticking out in the front?
That would be his little.
That's the knob.
Yeah, that's
to turn
the
his
knob
channels.
For you to. That's the UHF receiver.
No, the thing above
no,
it.
No, the thing above that is the weird little mouse thing
mouth,
in the fly. Because fly mouse have that little...
One.
Yeah, the thing. Little suction cuppy thingy, yeah.
And why does he have hairy forearms?
Because flies are hairy.
Why? Flies actually do have hair follicles.
I don't really
pay attention
like
spiders.
To flies.
Spiders actually have hairs, and that's what allows them to.
I know spiders do.
Yeah, flies also have the same thing.
It's like a fucking TV werewolf.
With
but
fly
like,
power.
But like minus the fucking wolf.
So me and Bill gave it twos. Scott, what you got?
I give it a one.
Yeah, he already scored. I've got you.
Well, you
three.
Can't nuke anything else. Do you?
Right. I don't want to nuke this thing.
I was about to say, do
it
you
already
regret?
Looks nuked.
It doesn't deserve a nuke, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't suck.
The previous one deserved a nuke.
All right, so here's the background for this guy. Bill and Scott nuked the shit out of that last guy so bad, the fallout wrecked through a Best Buy that just happened to be next door.
That had a fly.
A fly was
landed
on a
TV.
That a guy had a changer in his hand. And he fused to the fly and the TV to create this guy. Some weird radioactive mutant motherfucker.
I don't think these TVs had remotes.
It's like in Yu-Gi-Oh! Nope. When they use fusion monsters and they put down the fucking fusion card and they all fuse together.
No. Wait.
No, technically they did have a remote. It was usually your younger brother.
Hey, Ronan, we changed it so we can nuke once an episode each now.
It's true. Bombs are loaded.
Yeah, we changed the rules. You now get a Genesis.
I don't know,
and
what,
a nuke per
we really,
episode.
We really need to start deciding what our huge praise is going to be, because Genesis doesn't actually bring you great praise.
No, but it creates planets.
It creates great joy.
Bill,
when I'm
you
playing
nuke
a Star Trek game,
and then you and throw a Genesis
up
to
and
make
and
something.
Spock back to us.
Okay, that's a true statement, I guess.
No, look, the Genesis brings great joy to us when I'm playing a Star Trek game, and I build a Genesis bomb, and here comes in some birds of prey, and I go, boom, bitch!
We actually, me and Bill were playing that, and
that's one and a miss. So we divide by five. Hold on, 1.7 for Fly TV.
We're really hurting on trying to get through that. Just any of those like little
it's
skirmish
not
missions,
because
there's a lot of cool shit
that's
we can unlock.
TV.
But that game is hard as shit.
He's flying a different
machine gun snake time.
Machine gun snake.
They're going to get all right,
so
and
if
legs, and that's just
well,
going
to
be
it's not
weird.
A crock hat shotgun.
I was so about
I mean,
to say, it's not the crock hat shotgun, so it fails.
See?
It's
weird
it's
when he has arms and legs.
It's a Cobra!
At least it looks actually kind of
what
terrible.
The shit? Go back to the other one. That one sucks.
You know.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't actually hate
this. I'll give
this.
Him a 3.8. The machine gun hand's funny. Reminds me of Barrett.
Yeah, I'll match Nick. I actually don't hate this.
The Cobra head looks really well done.
Yep.
Kind of terrifying.
Yeah, I'm a four myself. He definitely looks decent for a monster of the week.
Three.
Shane, what'd you give him?
He hasn't yet. He's still debating while he strokes his pube chin.
Like me and Seth agree, it's not crock hat shotgun, but
your face looks like an entire bush.
Yeah,
and you make fun of my little pubes.
Look, I at least make sure that the carpet matches the drapes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's shaggy. And it's shaggy. Four.
Fair enough. And yeah, that's the only downfall to working thirds is I haven't been able to do my live streams and bust jokes and be a douche.
Sounds like
3.72.
Do them in the morning or the afternoon.
That's kind of what I've been trying to figure out now that I got rid of my old work computer and got the new setup. Like, yeah, I think I might start doing my streams first thing in the morning after work.
Hammer
when I'm
jellyfish.
Not super dead.
Hammer Give this motherfucker a one.
Sad,
I don't even have to
one.
Go into one. He looks dumpy. Like, that jellyfish looks like two really rotten old fucking pieces of meat just slapped onto his head with fucking tentacles. And
uncooked
that's not even
bacon.
A hammer.
Uncooked bacon, there you
it
go.
It does look
it's
like
an
uncooked
iron,
slabs of bacon.
It's an iron ball attached to where his hand should be. That is not a hammer.
Hey, hold my beer. Oh, look, you fail.
It's kind of like when I try to share a beer with you after you've been augmented to fly in the Psycho Zaku.
Yeah, with my sticks.
I'm like, hey, man, you want to share a beer? And you're like, oh,
fuck sticks! You dick! I need fingers and hands!
the most sophisticated age possible where we can build giant fucking mecha that 100% can act like human beings and even incorporate technology that allows us to talk with somebody's direct soul. And yet you gave me sticks as replacements for my fucking hands, you pricks.
Told you, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and on top
they
of
are
that,
technologically way more advanced
this
than we
guy
are.
It's a 0.5.
Okay.
This guy gets a zero.
All right, so that's on the list. Okay, and then we divide by the five. He's a 0.9.
Hey, Bill,
do you
want to know what's really worse?
Special.
Right.
Did for some reason they lopped off the arms and legs to, you know, try to help them, you know, deal with the G-forces?
No. Okay. He lost it in battle. He lost his legs.
Well,
he loses both of his legs, and then later on...
Was
because
that one of
a...
those things where they were kind of hoping that would help him out with the G-forces?
Yeah, no.
Because it doesn't.
No, that is not... No.
Good.
No, he lost him in battle and then replaced
Well,
him.
I remember he lost him to in make... battle, but I didn't know if they were actually working, thinking
two...
about doing it to other people.
The two sticks, he actually...
Do I see
puts
a chainsaw?
What?
Yes, this is a chainsaw lizard.
Original.
That's not a chainsaw, that's a buzzsaw!
That becomes a zero, it's not a chainsaw.
It really isn't a chainsaw.
And
it doesn't really look like a lizard.
He looks like a fucking...
Yeah, that's a buzzsaw, not
a
chainsaw.
That's a buzzsaw.
He looks like a... God damn it.
Very picky here. Nitpicky, but that is a buzzsaw, it is not a chainsaw.
And on top of that, that doesn't even look like
they
a lizard.
They could have just called him Buzzsaw Lizard.
He could have been called Buzzsaw Lizard.
He doesn't have a tail. And honestly, his face looks like it just got hit with sulfuric acid, so it's melting off. So I can't even tell if that's supposed to be a lizard head.
It's more like kind of turning
fucking
into a
zero,
skull.
This motherfucker. He's actually, no. No, fuck that. Nuke his ass.
Damn.
Fuck you.
I'm going to give it a...
And your fake chainsaw.
I'm going to give it a zero because of false advertisement.
Right,
yeah, I'd go with that.
I don't like being lied to. That thing is nothing more than a lie.
That thing is pissing me off is what it is.
How hard was it to come up with Buzzsaw Lizard? That sounds cool, too.
It's a knockoff fucking blue gorm that has sulfuric acid thrown on his face and a fake not chainsaw on his hand.
So you want to see, what does this guy get?
Negative 0.8.
He's great. Okay.
Because I at least rated fairly, and he's a monster, so he's a 2. But because he's a lie, he's a 1.
Okay, so look. So. Let's see if we give them some time to redesign him, what we get.
Yeah, let's see how the remake looks.
Oh, this is one of the redesigns?
This is one of the guys that got a reboot design. Are you ready?
I hope to God you fixed it, you jackasses. He looks cool.
Okay.
All right.
So far.
I can't tell.
Chainsaw!
You people in the 70s were stupid.
Which means it's probably not a mistranslation.
You know what?
It's also a woman.
But the thing is, do you want to know what this monster reminds me of? Arbiter.
It has a kind of an elegant design.
It's got the Arbiter armor design, kind of, with the chainsaw. So I like this one. This one gets a 4.
It's definitely a decent redesign.
It's a fucking 4.5 is what that is.
No, I'll agree to the 4, although Ashley J. Williams, you are not.
I think I'll go with a 4 as well.
No, you finally got it, did you?
I'm barely seeing a lizard here, so I'm going to 3.3.
Let's see his face. Her face.
That's kind of dark. It's really...
It's kind of tough to tell. I get where you're coming from. It's hard to say that that's lizard.
At least
they
got the chainsaw part, right?
3.96 for her.
Even if it was only a slight misleading name.
Okay. Yeah. Knife Armadillo.
That just sounds... Oh,
God. Do you know what an armadillo is?
You forgot to yell fireworks first.
Right there.
Have you seen an
armadillo? Mega Man X villain, right, you are not. 0.
Okay, I'll take that as a no. You've never seen an armadillo.
Yes, I have.
Armadillo Man.
That is not armored armadillo. That is sad and depressing.
You keep saying armadillo, man. That's just bringing back Digimon fucking flashbacks.
No, that's Mega Man X, brother.
this has nothing to do with Mega Man X.
Nope.
No, but Bill's background does.
That's true.
Yep. We started the day off with Mega Man X, Bill.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, I can't next.
Yeah,
this
is
it,
man. I thought there was another picture.
This is what you get.
Oh, well, shit. I thought there was two.
Zero.
Yo, fuck, man. That's fucking Zebra Man. Okay, so, fuck. No, zero. It's a fucking... I don't like being lied to.
Da-da-da-da-da-da, this guy is fail.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one, yeah.
He is...
Point four.
Is fail. That's right, I started singing words to the Armored Armadillo stage.
It's time for Lin's Ant.
Lin's Ant? All right. First off, before we even select this, magnifying lens.
Like
you know, an ant's greatest weakness.
Fire? Okay.
Yeah, magnifying glass. Yeah.
It's also
It's
also a weakness of people, too.
Yes, but I can't incinerate you instantaneously with a tiny magnifying
glass. With a huge magnifying glass, I could.
One, yes.
Bam! Oh, my God.
It's an ant.
What the fuck is up with his eyes?
Dude, he looks like that guy from fucking Space Ghost.
Brack?
Yeah.
Or not Brack, Zorak.
Yeah,
Zorak.
He
like Zorak.
But he's supposed to be a mantis.
Yeah, Zorak's a mantis.
That's what he looks like.
Kind of,
he's
yes.
He's got pinchy hands.
Yeah, nipple
yes.
pinchy.
It looks like that guy.
But I also see ant features.
Nipple pinchy?
That's a terrible nipple pinchy, dude. That's because look how, oh, dude.
Yeah, it would be really because he's
that because
that's not just
wrong.
Yeah, that's yeah. not just gonna get your nipple. That's
gonna
get
take
your
the whole
entire
chest
tit.
Cavity.
That's gonna take your entire tit. Just be like,
unless he goes for the balls.
3.5 for the possible death of a rider.
He has a fucking scooping pinch hand.
Yep.
Gotcha, bitch.
He gets a 3.5 for the possible hilarious death of a rider.
He will
rider kick, crunch,
cup and punch, cup and pinch. Rider kick that.
Here comes the soothing part of the fucking cupping with the pain of the pinching.
The pain of the pinching.
Wait, is Ice Moss explosion?
Remember in Mortal Kombat? Remember when we played Mortal Kombat? This is a long motherfucking time ago, but we had a different format for the show, and we played Mortal Kombat, and you jumped and did a jump kick, and I uppercutted your butthole and killed you and won the tournament, and I screamed, "Sit on a fist! That's this guy's special power."
Sit on a pincher.
Riders do, as far as I know, riders do like to jump.
And then kick.
And then kick. Like I did in that game.
I'm scared to drink my drink.
I missed the old shows so fucking much.
Dude, I
once the garage is fixed, they can come back.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, I almost thought I was going to get kicked out of my apartment last night, like by the cops at 3 in the morning. Because at 3 in the morning, I'm watching the episode that broke us where I'm literally like, I'm giving him a 1. Everybody else just give him a 1. Fuck. And I literally started laughing. Like, oh, I lost it. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm trying to shut myself up. All right, I'll get you 3.
I'll give him a 3 just because I do see some ant features. It's like an ant and a mantis
and the ultimate destruction of a rider's testiclots.
Had a baby.
Yes.
Oh,
good.
3.
Give Scoop and Pinch a 2.
The fact that he can scoop
for
and
scooping and oh, pinching. Wow.
So,
thank you, man. My balls needed that. My balls didn't need that.
Scoop and Pinch is a 3.
Hey! Holy, that's a better name.
Shit, he fucking landed right
scoop
on
and
even.
Scoop and Pinch Ant.
Okay, it's time for
Scoop and Pinch Ant. That's a new name.
What the fuck is this one, Bill?
Razor Sea Star.
All right, if it doesn't have a razor blade.
I mean.
I can see the star, I guess.
The fuck?
Go to the next picture, Bill.
But he's spoopy. Spoopy!
Actually, I'm going to be real with you. I kind of feel
bad. Look at that. That's like a Scooby-Doo villain.
It's a really shitty Scooby-Doo villain.
I kind of feel bad for him. He looks sad.
Well, there you go. He's even more spoopy.
He's got a giant eyeball in his chest.
Put it, did he just put his hood up?
Zero.
Spoopy.
Weep.
Go to the next.
This is it, buddy. This
I thought there was three.
Get.
Nope, there's only two,
only
which
two,
is what I'm giving
huh?
him.
This is what
two.
You get.
He gets a one.
Spoopy.
And one is being generous. Shane, just add him to the list. We know you want to.
No, oh, he's sad. Look at his sad face. He's like,
look
he's
at... sad because he's not
look.
On the list.
He's like, look, I'm loser.
I know, he's sad. He wants to be on the list.
Put
and
me
you won't
on
put
my
there.
Misery!
Give Old Man Weathers a one. He's been unmasked. They know who he is. His scheme is never going to work if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Jinkies.
And their dumb dog.
And their dumb dog.
Like, well, man.
No,
he's Raggy?
Fucking...
He's Raggy.
Fucking Jake in the chat. Literally
one.
Put it down.
I give him a one because I can't give
well,
him a
cool.
zero.
Well, cool. Then that man is a one. We're moving on.
Cool.
Okay, let's check out the drill mole.
Be a mole. You're a brooding mole? Now, they did that in the early 2000s superhero movies where they had to stand to the side and look down. On buildings and shit?
I'm not really feeling this one.
I don't... Okay,
it's a drill. It's kind of mole-ish.
I don't know. I don't... To be honest,
that's,
I don't
that's
see a
cool.
mole.
That's cool.
Turn around!
He's a monster. He's a two.
Every time I start to fall apart.
Look, for all the people that talk shit about
two,
it...
I guess.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. This guy doesn't even hold a candle to the Pokemon Excadrill, so...
Yeah, it's true.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a one. He's sad face.
Why do you think he's standing there brooding?
He ain't over there brooding. He's over there trying not to cry because he knows we were about to wreck his shit.
So he can't even look us in the eye, you little bitch. Zero.
Oh, he made
the
list.
Okay.
Damn, Shane's bringing the list back.
I want eye contact.
Who did I miss? Because I have two twos and a one and a zero.
Kind of hard to give you eye contact when you take it from behind.
Unless I turn my head completely around like an owl.
That's true, I guess. What? What do we got?
No, just what do we got? What did he get?
I don't fucking know, because I got two twos, a one, and a zero.
I did a one.
I gave you 1.5, fool.
Okay, I didn't hear
the
1.5.
I was the first
5.
One to say it.
Shane. I didn't hear it. 1.3!
Shane.
Pickle shark.
Pickle shark.
I'm already going to take a guess. It could probably add him to two lists.
This is the terrifying villain, Pickle Shark.
He better have pickles.
So wait. Is his sidekick counterpart Cucumber Dolphin?
Unless he's supposed to be like a sea cucumber.
What the... what...
On the count of three. One, two, three. Boop.
Boom! Shane nuked him.
I don't have a sound effects. So I have to make my own.
I have no nukes, but I can give him a zero.
You nuke a pickle shark, man?
He just did.
Do they know what a pickle is? Do they know what a shark is?
No, they kind of got the shark down.
He's got some green.
Dude,
he's way too happy.
He's way too happy.
Because they got the shark down is why I'm being kind and giving him a one.
Yeah, a one.
Honestly, I think the shark looks like ass, so
okay,
that's why he's
so
getting zero steel.
He looks fucking bad.
He's a negative .6. Behold the winner of the Golden Turd Award so far.
You ever seen a fucking multicolored shark?
Oh. Well, the last drill, the last drill thing
Camel
did not excite
get
me.
Like a negative .8.
This is a drill bore. A boar?
No,
drill
I guess
boar.
You're right. You
so
get a
basically
negative .8. Okay.
Fucking drill pig. Got it.
Drill pig.
Got it.
Wild drill pig.
I thought he only got like
But it's not as cool as war pig.
Fucking killer war pig.
Why are we talking about Black Sabbath?
Do you know what a boar is?
Yes, they actually do have the boar head.
Right?
Do you know what a boar is? Not that! Because apparently the fuck not!
That's Ganon right there.
Yeah, no shit. That's Ganon.
That's Mecha Ganon.
Mecha Ganon.
Super Mecha Death Ganon. 2.0 beta edition, bitch.
I'm giving this Ganon a 1.
Why do you keep
saying that? And that's being kind.
Why do you keep saying these are Mega Man X boss? This guy would never be in an X game.
Like, well, he might be in the X games.
He can't do that either. I give him a 0.
I'll give him a 3.5. Mecha Ganon is actually not that bad.
It's like Rider villains are really fucking low quality trash.
I'll agree to the 3.5.
So excited to watch
it. So altogether, he's a 2.
We haven't even got to the Sentai yet. I don't know what their villains are going to look like.
Really bad.
Oh, we know what some of them look like.
Yeah, we do know what some of them look like.
We do know what some of them look like.
Yeah, but that's like 20-something seasons.
I know.
It's like 20-something seasons later. It's going to be a while until we see shit we know.
Right.
Shane.
Yes.
Toad Boiler.
Wouldn't that just be a Frenchman's favorite thing in the world?
How many lists do I have to add this one to?
I can see the frog.
That's one list.
And no, Mega Man X had a beautiful fucking design team. The original Mega Man X, almost every boss is memorable and interesting and very cool. Even Chill Penguin. The bar is not very low to be a Mega Man boss. In fact, very few Mega Man designs are bad. Very few.
Cutman. I don't think his design's all that great, to be
fair. Yet still it's iconic.
It's iconic.
Even
but
to this day. And then it might be the worst Mega Man design.
Of the first one, for sure.
In terms of bad
guys. Sure, I think
he's
the worst.
Dustman is pretty shitty, too.
I don't know. I didn't hate him. In 8-bit, I could very blatantly tell what he was, and he did not bother me.
Fucking vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Airman was a giant fucking
airplane propeller.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least you knew.
Giant industrial.
But at least you know what he was.
Yeah.
I mean, this is obviously a frog.
This guy.
I see a frog.
This guy I could see in Mega Man. Not X, but Mega Man, I could believe this. In fact, he does somewhat seem reminiscent of the old Toad Man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I still don't like him.
Yeah.
He looks dumpy as shit. That's why he got a 0.
So how come only one so far has got a redesign?
Just because of what he is. I can't hate him too much. I'm going to give it a 2
because I know what that is.
Yeah, I'm going to move up to a 2.5. I don't hate it the way I'm disheartened by the others.
1.4.
Hey, look at that. You are not complete fucking trash.
He's only slight complete. Hey, no. The one that is absolute complete trash.
What are
is
you
Camel
giving
Toe
it
squid.
Before?
I gave him 1.
Did you?
And he's been shaking his head the whole time.
He's been disappointed with that villain.
With a lot of these villains.
Especially.
Well, to be fair, they're a monster of the week, so it's just kind of, hey, what do we have lying around?
You ready?
Fucking slap it together.
Tape. There you
it's
go.
Kamen Rider. I'm used to being disappointed. Shots fired! Shots fired!
Oh, shit!
Damn.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Shots fired! Anyway.
I lost everybody. I hate you.
You ready to check out Burner Bat?
Oh,
sounds
God.
Cool.
Sounds cool.
All right.
Sounds cool.
Now my question
is: be prepared
is,
to be disappointed.
Hold
I'm
on.
Always disappointed.
Hold on. My question is: when it says Burner Bat, does it mean you like a Bunsen burner, a flamethrower, or a jet engine's exhaust port? Like, that's
probably
my question.
Probably a Bunsen burner.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Now, this is going to depend, or it's depending on what it is going to depend on the level of dissatisfied I will be.
A Bunsen burner would be a little disappointing.
Do you feel the suspense building?
No, I feel the depression building, because we're doing Riders.
Oh, damn! You guys are hating so hard.
It's what we do.
I think his mouth shoots flames.
He's a 0.
You look like you have butterfly wings.
Yes. That's not a bat
wing. No, those aren't butterfly wings.
That's not a bat wing.
Ugh. It's like a combination of the two in a way. What kind of burn are you supposed to be? Because you're burning my eyes because of how lame you are.
Burning my eyes. It looks like a monster. He's a two.
That's fine.
Actually, it looks like a guy in a costume to me.
Super Saiyan 4 is way cooler than this shitty dude.
I mean, Super Saiyan 4 sucks.
This is like knockoff shitty Super Saiyan 4.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, 1.5. I'm being incredibly generous right now because I actually, this guy does nothing for me.
Should have just joined the zero side. We have cookies.
I zero. Can't have cookies.
They are cookies you can't eat.
What cookies?
Special magic cookies.
Magic healthy cookies.
Magic anti-diabetes cookies.
You don't fucking promise me magic cookies and not produce. I'm just going to let you
You didn't join the zero side.
Well, I can't have fucking cookies.
You didn't join the zero side.
0.9.
I joined. I joined a long time ago. In fact, I started it.
Yeah, it's true.
OG up in here.
Motherfucking CEO.
It's not a fucking joke. And to be fair, after having to stock the health food section the other day, I'm pretty sure there were cookies and cereal and shit.
Nope, can't eat them. Can't eat them. Look at the back labels; those are dog shit.
Yeah,
those are dog shit. Just like they're fucking Golden Grahams cereal that's in the all natural healthy section. Can't eat that cereal. Look at the back. Look at the fucking labels. Natural my ass.
Got a bunch of artificial shit in it.
We're gonna look at Missile Gecko.
Okay, let's begin. Why the guy keeps saying, do you know what a missile
action
is?
Action figure.
No, do you know what a gecko is?
He's an
is?
Action figure.
I do know what a gecko is because I watch the Geico commercials.
That is...
Okay, that's what he
oh,
actually
God, that's
looks
worse.
Like.
Yeah, he's a zero.
He looks like a fucking critter ended up becoming humanoid.
He looks like a salamander, not a gecko. And he looks like ass on top of that.
He looks like...
It's a zero.
He looks like it. He looks like something that I don't want to ever watch.
He looks like they went and found
like
the
most
remains.
Of Kamen Rider?
He looks like they went and found the remains of Jabba and made Mecha Jabba.
I understand fandom to a point where I know that people love certain things.
You know, I can agree with that, Bill. He does look like a weird, shitty Mecha Jabba the Hutt.
Again,
and that's why he's a zero.
You know, I'm shitting on Kamen Rider, but I'm going to have to give it a real legit try before I tell the fans that they're wrong. but...
I don't know. That hasn't stopped you in the past.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a douche. Fucking Kamen Rider sucks.
He does have a little bit of clay face
and
to
now,
him.
And now...
It doesn't save
pay
him.
Attention to the chat, because they're going to be like, well, Shane's an idiot. Fuck him. Oh, my God. Fucking get him off the show. Kill
this
him!
Dude, this dude made a legitimate reference. He does look a little bit like Clayface.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's not enough to save him.
No, but the reference gives him a one.
No, it doesn't.
For me.
Keeps his ass at a zero. Because you mentioned Clayface, and Clayface could actually turn into a gecko.
An actual gecko.
So, no, he is a zero because he fails at even trying to be Clayface.
So, for Clayface, critter, wannabe, whatever, is
dollar,
a one.
Dollar General Clayface wannabe.
Okay, it's time to look at Chainsicle Ladybug.
It is a ladybug.
I mean,
it is a ladybug.
They didn't lie.
All right, man, three.
It's a chain and sickle wielding ladybug.
That's three.
Not how a chain sickle works.
But it does
okay.
have a chain, and it did,
well, considering
kinda...
the fact that he's spinning it, there might be. Might be an actual sickle on the other side, too.
Come on, man. This is one of the closer
ones. Like an actual.
This is one of the closer ones that the description says.
Right.
No, it might be. It's a little off, but it's still a ladybug. You can obviously see there is a chain, and that's a sad looking sickle, but what. Actually, it has a spike in the middle.
Right.
More dangerous, in my opinion.
Right. That's because that's an actual Japanese style sickle from, like, spears and shit.
So,
but like I said, there might be another one on the other end of the chain because the motherfucker's spinning it. So
this is a three. I like it.
Was there another picture? Is that it?
This is it.
No. Okay.
Come on, we've seen worse, guys.
I'd give it a 2.5.
Nah, I'm at a 3.
3.
Yeah,
he gets a 2.5 because the ladybug sidekick pulled it off better.
Come on, buddy. Come on. Oh, you're building the intensity. Oh, my God. It's-
Scott fell asleep with the mic in his
hand.
Two. He was like.
2 points up, moving on.
It's like, Scott, do you need a nap, bud? I know it's a rainy day and all, but shit.
Spray mouse.
Oh, God.
Spray.
Piss.
Ass.
Sadness.
Looks like a shitty version of the Gremlins.
Yeah.
How is that a mouse?
Yeah, I was actually just about to say that.
He's trying to kick the writer in the dick, too.
And he failed miserably.
Dirty fighting bastard.
There's somebody else trying to kick him, too.
Yeah, I think his other fucking counterpart is actually about to kick the writer in the dick. He missed completely.
This writer is like, what the shit?
Probably because he went to go to kick him in the dick, and the other guy had already hit him. He's like, fuck!
Actually, what it looks like is that those two monsters were fighting, and the writer got in the way. He's like, guys, we can talk this out. Did you just kick me in the balls?
Yeah, no shit.
Which one of y'all just kicked me?
The really sad thing is, this, quote, mouse, end quote, looks more like a bat without wings than the bat did.
Awesome.
So he gets a one.
Maybe they don't know what animals are. I don't know. I'm going to give
one.
It tries to kick him in the balls.
Wow. Sure.
This dude is...
Why do you do that?
Right.
I try to find some joy, so man. Why do you want me to be miserable?
Me and Shane both gave ones.
Because
I've got three ones. Cause
because that's my character?
Well.
No.
It might have been Nick. Did you give him a one?
I gave him a one.
Okay, cool.
One, one, one.
Okay, so...
The thing is...
1.2, okay.
Bill takes great pleasure and joy in your pain and misery. Later.
Porcupine fish, Apache.
So it's Native American?
No, he's a helicopter.
Ooh.
With upside down wings somehow. Just to piss off Nick.
Dude. Let's just get this.
Prepare for fireworks.
In my mind, I picture something sweet looking.
Prepare for me just to shut my mic off.
And you got him in your mind?
Let's be disappointed.
You got what he is? Yeah. He's really cool, right? Yeah. He's definitely like everything you ever wanted.
It's a puffer fish helicopter.
That's what he is, Shane.
I don't see anything resembling Apache, and that's a terrible fucking...
It looks like a fucking sea urchin.
The only thing patchy that I see on there is... fucking how they held the suit together.
Zero.
Hey, fucking.
If only I still had a nuke.
Dude.
But I don't, so he gets a zero.
I think I could see the actor's actual mouth.
Yeah.
In his mouth.
Oh, right? You mean like in Ninja Turtles?
Yep.
That was some terrifying shit.
So I paused it. The only one
I paused it. It was like,
yes, I know.
It's like fucking nightmare fuel.
Look, I save my nukes in Genesis for shit that actually deserves it.
This is one of those things.
So far, I've seen a lot of shit, but it's still... they all still resemble monsters.
Well, you've got
they
3 minutes to use your nuke.
Ain't nobody giving a high praise this episode.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, there was one.
The Cobra.
I gave two that were in the fours.
Yep,
again, he looks like a monster.
Nobody's
wait,
broke
too.
That
did you
limit.
No, he's just low quality garbage.
Yeah, so there has been no genocide. Yeah. Genesis.
I am tired of people bashing my fandom. I'm going to bash other people's fandom.
They bash your fandom. Dude?
I guess I have to deal with that at work.
This guy gets he's fucking awful.
Okay. Oh yeah, because it's a zero because it's not what it says it is.
So then everybody else is giving zeros.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. So a 2 divided by 5 is a 0.4.
No, fuck
good, fuck him.
Fuck this, man. Let's just save time. Zero this fucking episode and move on.
This entire episode makes the list.
Here it comes, buddy.
All right, well, then that's another joke
thing. The last
villain
of the day. Are you ready? Ready for the last villain of the day?
Yes!
Because we're going to check out the Guillotine Saurus.
Oh, you dude, that could be so cool.
No, because the last time
they said Saurus, you were like, that don't even look like a fucking dinosaur zero.
But in my head.
In your head, it's cool.
It's awesome.
But what our eyes are about to be assailed by is not. Where's the guillotine?
Is it part of his hand?
No, that is a claw. That is not a guillotine.
Can he put your head in his stomach thing here and chop it off? There's a hole in his stomach. I don't know.
It's a little gay, but...
No, Bill, because my question is, how the fuck is he going to chop your head off by having to do this?
I don't know. I didn't say I had an answer.
This jackass gets zero.
He's in the water.
Why does he have pipes in his head?
Because Saurus?
Handlebars.
You know what a Saurus is? Stupid question. Have you ever seen one? They're extinct.
God, I wish I had an extra nuke.
Ooh. Atomic bomb. It's different.
No, an atomic bomb.
It's not as powerful as a nuclear bomb.
Shane?
So atomic bomb.
Shane.
No.
The atomic bomb.
No. Hydrogen bomb. Heat-seeking missile.
I will put
grenade.
I will put
Zaku grenade.
Cracker grenade.
Yes,
yeah.
Cracker grenade.
One.
That's how he feels about it.
Just waft it that way.
Waft it towards Seth.
I just did.
You smell which means that you caught Scott in the crossfire.
Scott, I hope you held your breath.
Yeah, baby girl, really.
Here's the best.
She was just in the background going, okay.
Here's the best. The best I could do for him, because even though his name is dumb, he doesn't look necessarily the worst of the things I've seen today. I can go as high as a 2, being very generous, but I can end at a 2.
No. You said you could go as high as a 2. Now let us haggle you down. 2's kind of out of our range now.
I feel like I gotten better at haggling. So let me try that skill out. So you're gonna give it a 2.
Oh,
it's a little pricey for my blood. What if I meet you at 0?
I don't know if I can go that low.
How about 1?
How about we just give this motherfucker a 0.9 and we just end the fucking episode?
I'm okay with that.
That's what the fuck he got is a 0.9.
Yeah, I'll give him that. Yeah.
So the next time we pick up these shitty
we should be caught.
Which means half of this episode is a Shane list, and about 95% of this episode is a Nick list.
Good.
Which I haven't started the list of Nick, but
good.
Be prepared.
We'll never get to there.
Because I'm part-time third shift, so I got
like
3 or 4
days off a week. I think there was like
a
whole episode where Nick was just like, I've checked out.
It's all zeros. Yeah, there's been a few.
Yeah, there's been several.
Okay, That's this episode. We'll be back for a second. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.